truth of it is it will not work if you allow this to happen.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of I'll take my chances or we'll see what happens or my spouse will change. God designed marriage a certain way that it works.
Your blended family has a 100% chance of success when you do it God's way. We're Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are excited to have you today. If you haven't already, take an opportunity, be a part of the coolest crowd and hit the subscribe button. Man, that was really cheesy, wasn't it?
Super cheesy.
Super cheesy.
That's okay.
Well, cheesy is good.
Cheesy is good, and we want you to be a part of this community.
Be cheesy. So the other day I was counseling a couple.
Yes.
And the situation basically was, it's a newly blended couple. And he and the two married people, I'm going to get my terminology right, the two spouses, one of them had brought in a son and daughter, and the daughter was young, probably like 10, and he had been the primary custodian for most of her life. And the problem that existed now is as dad starts to separate and attach to the new mother, stepmother, there is massive issues with the daughter and the enmeshment that they have. Almost as he even acknowledged the problem, defending the problem because of the enmeshment. So the word enmeshment, let's talk about it. What does it mean first?
Yeah, so if you're talking about enmeshment and the family system, so to speak, especially when it pertains to like a parent and a child, it describes family relationships that lack boundaries, such that roles and expectations are confused. Parents can be overly and inappropriately reliant on their children for support. We see this a lot in blended families. And children are not allowed to become emotionally independent and separate from their parents.
Is this the same thing as like a mama's boy?
I mean,
kind of.
It could be.
Yeah.
And a mama's boy or like a daddy's girl. But it's where you see a parent that becomes just dependent on their children. And it can be like the emotional enmeshment for a lot of adults who lose their spouse and they have adult children. It can even be a financial dependence. We had that with your mom.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And, you know, it can be an emotional dependence, sometimes a physical dependence, whether that's they're living in your home. Yeah. And, you know, you typically see that with aging parents. However, you know, this is something we do see a lot of in blended families because you have, say, mom and son.
Yeah.
You know, you go through a divorce, you have mom and son. So single mom, raising son, you have a history there for however many years. Yeah. Now they're getting married, mom's getting married, and you have a new spouse coming into the picture, and it's trying to create that separation and self, so to speak, between the parent and the child. But they've become so emotionally enmeshed that it's unhealthy. And that's where the new spouse gets kind of placed on the back burner.
Yeah.
And that child is still in that spouse role, so to speak, which can be very codependent and unhealthy.
I think I see it a lot too when, so let's say mom and parents divorce, they have a son, and mom never remarries.
Yes.
So as they grow up and as the son grows up, he becomes like the almost like the husband, caretaker, dependent person. And then as he then goes to get married, it becomes a really unhealthy in-law relationship. So there's an enmeshment of dependency, of approval, of expectations that maybe that mom has on the new spouse. I think that the enmeshment possibilities are endless here.
No, and you know, I remember even in our situation, we can speak from our situation. I remember that your mom would go to you to ask you things, you know, to come stay at the house on the weekend. Or I remember one time she was having a surgery, and I think I had just had Grayson, just had started nursing school, and she asked you if she could come stay with us for like 6 weeks. I knew nothing about it, and just so y'all know, guys, Scott is not always the best at remembering to tell me things sometimes.
I think I would remember that one. Maybe not.
But I remember finding out about it, and I was like, there's no way. Like, there was just all this stuff going on. I remember being really upset because She didn't ask me about it.
Well, I will say this is after my father had passed away. Yes. So it was just her.
It was just her. Yeah. And now hindsight 2020, like I can see why, but there was, there was some, an enmeshment there. You know, you financially provided for her. She didn't work. I mean, there was, she did depend on us, and you can see now where there were some, there was some unhealthy codependency. You know, and we worked through that. Your mom is with the Lord now, but just using that as a prime example, you know, there were times where it caused arguments between us, and it made me resentful towards her in some aspects of certain things.
Well, and just to kind of acknowledge this and put it in a visual here, you know, when you and I got married, you and I didn't join their family,
right?
And you and I didn't join your parents' family. We created our own family, and so the loyalties and priorities have to be set in motion, and extended family are below my spouse. And that's always not the case when these enmeshment cases kind of come up. I remember that. She was like, I'm going to come stay for so long. And I was like, okay. And you're like, no, that's not, that's not a good thing.
Well, you know, I'm sure that there are a lot of people listening who are like, hey, that's me. Like my spouse is has an enmeshment with his daughter.
And
I know a couple, for example, she said she feels like her stepdaughter is the third person in their marriage. And she, and this stepdaughter is an adult, but dad still dotes on his daughter, and that's his little princess, so to speak. And so I'm sure there are people listening who are in that situation. And whether it's husband, wife, you know, daughter, son. And Scott, being a therapist, like what are some boundaries or what are some things that you can start to do as a married couple or maybe even a spouse? Like you're seeing this play out with your spouse and your stepchild. You're like, what can I do? Because my marriage is suffering because of it. So what boundaries or what things can you start to put in place as a married couple to get back on track?
Well, and the challenging part of that question is not what can you do? I think there's some pretty, I think, specific things. The challenging part is how do you handle the backlash? Because there's two sides of this enmeshment story. There's the side that you're allowing in terms of enmeshment. If you're a blended family and you're husband and wife and you're enmeshed with whether it's a daughter or son or a parent. So it's part of the allowing. And then there's part of the other side, which is enmeshed with you. Your separation may be a lot easier than their separation. So first thing is having a candid conversation of like, what are boundaries? And be prepared for some backlash. I mean, I think it happens a lot with, you know, the kids. And I think parents kind of look at this and say, well, I because of my divorce, I hurt them so bad. So there's nothing that I can, I don't want to do anything that will upset them. Everything they say is, the answer is yes. And my spouse, they just got to get in line with that. And so there's an enmeshment that happens. And so when you go to it and say, hey, we need to create boundaries, you're going to need to be prepared for a backlash because they may not always see it the way you do. In fact, they probably don't see it the way you do. They see it as either it's their right to have your attention and your money or your, you know, undivided loyalty, or they see it, they don't know how to live without it. They just don't know how to function without it. So I think step one is maybe having a conversation with that person and saying, hey, I'm seeing some unhealthiness about how this is affecting my marriage, and be prepared. They could say, you just got married last week. Well, it's still my marriage. And whether it's a week or 10 years old or 20 years old, it still holds the same covenant, and you have to put that priority. So first having a conversation, and I think that's in coalition with having a conversation with your spouse too, and saying, hey, do you see this? I start to see this. So that may be step one and two.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after that, I mean, you know, if you're having that conversation with your spouse and they're like, you know, I feel bad for them. They've had it rough. Like I don't want to hurt them anymore. I mean, how do you get your spouse, and maybe this is the wrong question, but like to understand that like, hey, this marriage comes first. And because you're putting your child above me, like it's not working. I mean, and we see that so much with blended families. I think like the boundaries that we can create, I guess, so to speak, to, you know, prevent that from happening or to assist in that.
You know, I I told you this the other day, and I think as the years have gone on, I've become more rigid about my responses to what I think are very simple questions. Mm-hmm. The truth of it is it will not work mm-hmm. if you allow this to happen.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of I'll take my chances or we'll see what happens or my spouse will change. Mm-hmm. God designed marriage a certain way that it works. Statistics will tell you you have to do it a certain way or it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And so I would say to that person, one, who if your spouse points that out to you, understand that you need to take that serious. And that's why we promote biblical counseling. That's why we promote working on your marriage, plugging into resources at Blended Kingdom Families, or maybe it's XO Marriage. Plug into those resources that are helping you make those right decisions.
Yeah.
But don't take their advice and then not put it into action because mm-hmm. it won't end well for you. Mm-hmm. And then if your spouse points it out, you know, I sell this to couples all the time. You know, if your spouse feels a certain way, it's true. It's not made up. If they feel this way, then it's true. If they feel like there's an enmeshment, then you need to give them serious consideration that don't dismiss their feelings is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't explain to them why they're wrong. Don't explain to them why they shouldn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. It's like, if there's a feeling, then it's true. Then you need to have a conversation about it mm-hmm. and figure out, you know, how to best move forward from that or how to act because of that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to push back on that. So
sorry, that's why we married.
Yeah, I know. So not all feelings are true though. Like you can feel a certain way and it not be correct. And I understand what you're saying. I think it's important to have the conversation and say, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Because your feelings can also be a poor driver. Like what you're feeling at that time could be like a negative driver, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so coming to your spouse and saying, hey, I'm seeing this and I'm feeling this way. Yes, how you're feeling in that could be.
Let's say it this way. It's true for them at that moment. We often talk about intent in marriage and how we intend to make each other feel.
Yes.
That may not have been what your spouse intended to make you feel.
Yeah.
However that got messed up, that's how your spouse feels at that point. Whether it be true or not, that is how they feel.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I just wanted to, I don't know. Clarify that. But yeah, I mean, I think if your spouse is coming to you saying like, hey, I'm seeing this and this is what I'm feeling, you need to listen and take that into consideration.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm so sorry. And not go to the defense of, I'm not doing that. Or go to the defense of your child. Well, they need me. And well, your spouse needs you too. And again, you said going back to the biblical priorities, God, marriage, then family.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I tell you what the biggest mistake people make is they go to the other side of the source. They don't go to the spouse. They go to the one they're enmeshed with.
Mm,
and they say, you know, they talk about, you know, how unhealthy that relationship is or how you need to stop calling your son and asking them, you know, or how you don't let your son call you and ask you for marriage advice or things. There's enmeshment that happens and you get one spouse that'll go to the enmeshed person and start attacking them, mm-hmm. which will only make your spouse defend them.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree. And then, you know, I think another thing that we see is you still have spouses who there is still an enmeshment with their ex-spouse.
Oh, I was going to go that way.
Whew. Yeah.
Man.
I mean, we literally were just coaching a couple the other day and the wife said, I feel like my husband's ex-spouse is a part of our marriage.
Yeah.
And that's where, you've got to be really careful. Mm. That's where setting boundaries, that's a whole nother odd podcast. We could do part two. We'll come back to that after this.
Enmeshment
with your ex-spouse. Stay tuned for next week. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, even that as well, it's, I think if there's anything that your spouse is bringing to you that is affecting your marriage, you need to have those conversations. You need to listen, not jump to the defense and talk about it. But if you are in that enmeshment situation, again, seeking biblical counsel or godly counsel to walk you guys through that, create boundaries between you and that child or your spouse and that child. Because you also want that child to be healthy as well. You want that child to have healthy coping mechanisms and not unhealthy coping mechanisms. You want them to have an identity of self and not dependency on you.
Yeah. I think that all of these things make a lot of sense you know, as you're sitting here and you're listening to it, it makes it harder when you're living it every day.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, one, have open communication with your spouse. Just be raw and real about it. Mm-hmm. And understand that that may not be something you're purposely doing. It could be on accident. You don't mean to be doing it, or maybe it's habitual that you've just always done it this way.
Yeah.
The boundary side is very important. And I think just overall setting your marriage on a track that says, hey, we want a healthy marriage here. And we set that from the start, and kind of having an expectation that there could be some rocky roads ahead in terms of dealing sure. with the trauma or the enmeshment that's coming with you. And so be open to that instead of defensive against it. And you're going to find that, you find yourself in a healthy marriage, and that's where you wanted to be to begin with. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take some work to get there.
I agree.
Cool. Enmeshment. Man, I don't know who's dealing with that, but I know a lot of people are. So, and we're going to do another series on enmeshment with your ex-spouse.
Episode, not series.
Did I say series?
Yeah. Episode.
My ex-spouse is living in the same home with me.
Ooh, that's not good. Ooh.
I see those people. I'm just kind of preluding here, but I've seen those couples that like they live and they basically like they divorce and then they basically just do life together all mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering about that. Like we heard a story today about a couple going to Disneyland. All the families.
Well,
went.
I think when you can have a great yeah. co-parenting relationship, I think that's awesome. There's a difference between enmeshment. Yeah. And, I mean, there's a healthy way to do it, and then when you have codependency, that can be unhealthy.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning into the BKF podcast. Vanessa and I are so excited to be with you. We're going to be back next week with a whole new podcast. You guys take care. Have a great day.
Hey, friends. So glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we talk about more blended family topics. Be blessed in all that you do. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.